Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. And as we brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, we were talking about the importance of God's Word, the Bible. And have you ever thought of how really miraculous the Bible is? Not just the accounts of the miracles in the Bible, but its very existence is miraculous. Think of the lives that have been, the brothers and sisters that have gone to prison or have died. They have risked their lives and put themselves in great danger to smuggle Bibles into countries where Bibles were not allowed. And that is the primary thing that persecuted Christians cry out for. They want the Word of God. Sometimes entire villages, even the pastor doesn't have a complete version of the Word of God. But we've been so blessed in this country, many of us having many different translations and versions on our bookshelves, or it sits gathering dust on the coffee table. And we have, because we've enjoyed religious liberty, have not appreciated the price that some have paid to preserve and to acquire and keep the Word of God. The Bible has always had enemies. Perhaps you're familiar with the name of Voltaire. He was the infamous French infidel who died in 1778. And he said that within 100 years from his time, Christianity would be swept from existence and passed into history. How wrong he was. The very press that Voltaire used to print his literature was used to print copies of the Word of God. Oh, isn't there something so gratifying about that? His very own house was used by the Geneva Bible Society to house stacks of Bibles. The Bible begins with God and it ends with God, the eternal Creator. God is at one end of the Bible and through its pages reaches out to man his love, his call, his invitation, and he stands at the end of the Bible to welcome those who will heed his call, welcome them home forevermore. Many people today wonder whether the Bible is really the Word of God, and especially in many nominal places or churches that have become apostate, they imagine, and it's really just a group of writings by imaginative men who wrote a series of fairy tales, if you will, or metaphors. They agree that the Bible may give us a history of the Jews and of the human race, but they lean toward the idea that the Bible is really a book of history or poetry and not what it really is, divinely inspired scriptures. How did the writings of the Bible become canonized or recognized as the divinely inspired Word of God? Not by the councils of men, beloved. The New Testament seems to have been recognized as formally divinely inspired, if you will, by the Council of Carthage in 397 AD. But at this time, the Council of Carthage published a list of books which contained all the writings of the New Testament. But many of these books were recognized as divinely inspired long before that date. The Bible holds for us today, for the human race, for the whole world, the most unique place among all the other writings on the face of the earth. Some of the books of the Bible, especially the first five books of Moses, Genesis through Deuteronomy, were regarded by the Jews as the very utterances of God. Their divine origin and authorship was never questioned. In fact, the books of Moses hold a higher place in the minds of Jews than any other part of the scriptures. Some of the books of the Bible were not immediately recognized as of divine origin, but their true character and authorship were ultimately recognized as having come from God. Even though the books of the Bible have been collected and arranged in their present form by human hands, their selection from among all other literature in the world was not left to the desire of any man or body of man. It was the Holy Spirit. How the Holy Spirit and the Holy Word of God, it was recognized, that word was recognized to be divinely inspired by God. It was designed by the internal testimony and the intrinsic value of the writings themselves. And I'm not going to take the time to go into great depths of why we know the Bible is the Word of God, but there's tremendous harmony within its pages. And if there only appear to be contradictions, it's only because they are apparent. When you really understand the context and what was being said in the original language, there is no contradiction. You can look at a tree during the months of winter. Those of you who live in cooler climes, it may look dead. Many people may think it should be cut down and destroyed, but its true character will be shown during the months of spring and summer when it begins to blossom once again. If the tree doesn't listen to the gardener or a host of gardeners, if it's alive, when spring comes, it will show its life. So it is with the divinely inspired Word of God. The Holy Scriptures have shown their true character and reveal the beautiful plan of God. And what does the Bible talk about? What's its main theme? Well, beloved, it reveals the Lord Jesus Christ from cover to cover. Many have tried to repudiate the Word of God, but the Word of the Lord continues to bear fruit. Even though some of the books of the Bible were at first rejected as being the true Word of God, in the course of time, every part of the true Word of God, which the writer of Hebrews declares to be living and powerful in Hebrews 4:12. Let me read that. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Though the word of God was written down in human language by the hands of men, they wrote by divine inspiration. In the case of the Old Testament by the Jews, and in the case of the Old and New, the Bible that we recognize today, by the whole Christian church. The scriptures, by their own divine origin and authority, have crushed all rivals out of existence. So, why do we need the Bible? Well, I've shared we need because we live in a sensory world, and unless God allows, we don't have supernatural experiences. We need something that we can refer to, something we can read, and we need every day the Word of God. That's our spiritual food, if you will, because we're in spiritual warfare, beloved. We're not fighting mere flesh in this life. The Apostle Paul states in Ephesians 6:12, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. The natural mind and heart of man is controlled by the rulers of the darkness of this world. You know, those who are unsaved, they think they're not in bondage to anyone, but they don't realize they are being totally orchestrated. Their lives are being influenced by demonic entities. Its works are works of darkness. It cannot see because that darkness has blinded the eyes of fallen creatures. But, beloved, God has provided an unfailing light, and that light is His holy word. Any honest seeker of truth and life need not falter or fall on stony ground if they seek the Lord in the light of His Word. These divinely inspired words will lead any honest person to Jesus Christ. I've heard stories of I think he was a Muslim, and he was instructed to really study the Bible so he could learn to refute it and use it against Christians, and he got saved. Like the seven-branch candlestick in the tabernacle, it shines with a perfect light upon divine things, and like the fiery pillar, it lights up the whole pathway of the child of God throughout this life. His word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. 2 Peter 1 and 19 tells us, "This is the sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye would do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place." 2 Corinthians 3 and 18 tells us that the Holy Bible, that book, is like a mirror, and we can see ourselves in it. There isn't another book in the world that can say that. Like a mirror, it shows me to myself, not as I think I am, but as I really am. And for those who are without Christ, simply guilty before God. That's why the natural man is afraid, doesn't want to look into the divine mirror of God's word, because it reflects his true nature and character. Even the backslider shrinks from looking into this divine mirror, as it were, yet it's the only way that an individual can take that first step that leads to God and salvation. When I look at the pages of this glorious book of all books, I can see myself as I am. I may be proud, self-righteous, standing far from God and not know it, but when I turn to the Bible, I can see what God sees and correct my life to stand in harmony with God's searchlight of truth and not flounder on the rocks of sin and despair. Oh, beloved, God's word is precious. Many have given their lives, those who stood up for the truth of the word of God. They would not recant. They would not repent. They were burned at the stake. They were beheaded. Beloved, that's how many who really understood the value of God's word were willing to give their utmost, their very lives, for the truth of God's word. And having shared what I have shared, very simple thoughts, but it should cause us to value in an ever greater and deeper way this word that we hold in our hands. May we study and read it every day and be conformed to the image of Jesus. Praise God. Well, I invite you to write, and I invite you to tune in tomorrow at this same time. The announcer will give our mailing address. This is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.